Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. The website is active-faith.org, and my email is stevehemphill1@me.com. I'd love to hear from you. Today, we're going to talk about the keys to success in spiritual warfare. Let me start with Luke 10:19. Jesus said this to the bigger group, not just the 12. Look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. And you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you. So I would say authority, we just read in Luke 10:19, authority and faith are the keys to success in spiritual warfare. Prayer is the vehicle. Now, over and over, we see in Scripture that faith brings victory. Matthew 9:22, Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be encouraged. Your faith has made you well." In Matthew 15:28, "Dear woman," Jesus said to her, "your faith is great. Your request is granted." And her daughter was instantly healed. Mark 10:52. And Jesus said to him, "Go, for your faith has healed you." Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. Luke 8:50. But when Jesus heard what had happened, he said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid, just have faith, and she will be healed." Luke 17:19. And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go, your faith has healed you." Luke 18:42. And Jesus said, "All right, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Acts 3:16. Through faith in the name of Jesus, this man was healed. And you know how crippled he was before. Faith in Jesus' name has healed him before your very eyes. Over and over in the Bible, it says they were healed according to their faith. So walk in the authority you have as a Christian. Live it out. Have faith, things will change. And use prayer as the vehicle, prayer as the delivery method to an amazing future. Authority and faith are the keys to success in spiritual warfare. Prayer is the vehicle. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest that part of your personal battle plan might be to review Luke 10:19 about authority. Review these passages about faith being a key component, and then pray with faith. You might pray like this. Lord, you know what I face. I now walk and pray in faith, taking authority over the situation in your name, so the future looks much better than the past. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.